Welcome to the FemNation podcast, where we wholeheartedly believe women entrepreneurs can rise together. Success comes in many flavors. There are no secret strategies. Women entrepreneurs are rewriting history by defining success on their own terms. Hi, I'm White Dove Gannon, the down-to-earth chick with a different name. Entrepreneur and founder of the Female Entrepreneur Movement, our business is dedicated to helping women start and grow their businesses, increasing financial independence. Each week, join me for inspiring stories and powerful interviews of women entrepreneurs sharing their lessons to success to help you take your business to the next level. Now, let's go for it. Welcome back to the FemNation podcast. Today, we do a solo wrap-up interview of my conversation with Chloe Burrows. And I want to touch on a couple of things that we talked about. First of all, she is very, very, very good at identifying where she is in the entrepreneurial journey and accepting where she's at in the entrepreneurial journey. I was very fortunate to hear her bring that forward. But also in the educational space that her business sits in, I believe she has a very well-rounded perspective of what learning looks like and what those steps look like. The biggest takeaway I have from this episode is that we need to be okay with where we are. How it changed her and the roller coaster, the entrepreneurial roller coaster she talked about was very, very well delivered. She explained that roller coaster very well. And if you haven't had a chance to listen to it, jump back in there and hear what she talks about on the second half of the interview. But the thing that I really appreciate is not sitting at those low lows in the roller coaster where we go through these emotions as entrepreneurs on a regular basis, not staying down there, honoring the fact that it's a low moment, it's something, you know, that we have to work through, but also taking the opportunity to identify if where you are at in that low is something that you need to focus on and work on yourself. Why are you there? What is causing those feelings? Why is that shifting so easily for you from a very great moment, moments before, to feeling like you're just not capable and not confident and not, this is not what you're cut out for? And you will have those. You will experience those just like anybody else does. But being able to almost step out of your own body and out of your own head to analyze why you feel that way so that you can take it better, take it more in stride next time around, knowing that you don't stay there. It's not perpetually going to be that way. And you will come out of it and you will experience the most amazing wins in your business following that. So it's peaks and valleys and peaks and valleys. And that's so very indicative of how our lives go anyways, that we have seasons, we have ups and downs, ebbs and flows, peaks and valleys. We are always going to have those, but realizing instead of being caught up in the moment of them, realizing that it's a passing phase and you will come out on the other end of this. The other thing I wanted to touch on is bartering. And I've had this conversation several times recently. And so I think it's timely that it came up today and timely that I put some more context and discussion around this. But bartering inside of the entrepreneurial space, I want to see entrepreneurs put an end to that. Because one, from the accounting side of it, it is not tracked properly, so you're actually not even doing it right. I have to disclose that. The accountant in me cannot let that piece go. But the business coach in me wants to tell you to stop doing that and phase those out from this point forward. Here's why. And I explained a little bit in the episode. It's not taken seriously. That trade is not as effective for your recipient, and neither is their trade to you as effective for you as it is when we put money behind our intentions. And if you do it to feel like you feel compelled to do it, maybe you feel like you want that service, but you can't quite afford it, but they're willing to trade, or you feel like you want to give them a break because you really want to help them out. Those are not reasons to barter your services with anybody else's service. Not only are you going to help yourself, first and foremost, as an entrepreneur, but you're going to help that other entrepreneur understand that this is not something that we should widely accept in this stage of our business, especially in the early stage. Also, you're in this to make money, fair and square. and you are charging probably less than you should be charging for your product or service already. And then now on top of it, you're not even getting the financial impact on your business that you rightfully deserve. On top of that, you can't even measure any form of monetary metrics for your business because you're not tracking it properly and you have no idea what services you're giving away and what services you're trading and what services you've discounted somehow. So stop the bartering. I'm going to beseech you to please do not barter any more of your services or products with other entrepreneurs because you want to rise yourself, but you also want to rise with them. So you're doing them a favor, even if they don't understand it right now and they don't see your point of view on bartering, you are doing them a favor because either they're going to respect the decision and they're going to respect your product or service and they're going to pay you retail value, fair wage, fair value for your product or service, or they're going to be angry about it, which is going to tell you that they weren't going to respect or value the product or service anyway. So it's a win-win all the way around to just nix that. Now, am I totally against bartering all the way? No, I'm not completely against bartering, but not in the entrepreneurial context. Let's move it out of there. Let's move it out of viewing someone else's services or products that we can get without having to financially pay for them because we can trade ours. When if you need their service or product, pay for it because you will listen, you will learn, you will be open. And us, likewise, the reciprocating side of that is going to be the same thing. They're going to listen, honor, and be open to the change that your product or service is offering them. So, but you guys are going to have to make sure that you step into authority and authenticity on the bartering side of it. And if you would like to continue this conversation, please reach out and let's talk about this. Let's talk about what it looks like to phase out bartering in your business. Let's talk about what it looks like to actually value and honor your worth. That's the bigger underlying piece. Guys, if you have any questions, let me reiterate this once again. Please reach out. I'm all over the internet, either at whitedovegannon.com, on social media under whitedovegannon. You can find me anywhere you look, YouTube, on LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram. I'm all over. On the podcast, yes, this one. You'll find the links. But I encourage the conversation because I thoroughly enjoy the dialogue of helping you understand where it is you're at in your business. But also, it furthers my work. It furthers the work of this podcast. It furthers helping other women entrepreneurs out there. And like and share, subscribe, be a part of the movement, the female entrepreneur movement. And if you want to continue a conversation with some other awesome women, please jump into our conversational free group, the Fem Free Group on Facebook, because that's where we're going to continue to have conversations, start conversations, and be around other like-minded women entrepreneurs. As always, guys, keep up the good work and keep moving forward.
Thanks for listening to the Fem Nation podcast. Be sure to check out our show notes for more details from the episode. If you love the show, share it with a friend or drop me a note. I'd love to hear from you over at whitedovegannon.com or find me on social media. Until next time, keep moving forward.